the Avodah Deshmaya was starting Seder Moed. Today's Mishnah is the first Mishnah of Shabbos, first Perek of Shabbos, starting with the concept of Yetzias HaShabbos. Yetzias HaShabbos, in this connotation, means that there are halachas of carrying on Shabbos. The Issa Deraisa of carrying on Shabbos is various forms, but the classic form is carrying from a private domain, which means a place that has a wall around it, even if it does not have a roof around it, but if it's a wall 10 tefachim tall, and the area enclosed is 4 by 4 tefachim minimum, or even if it's not a wall in the area, but it's a mound with those dimensions, 10 tefachim tall, 4 by 4, or it's a ditch in the ground, or a well that has those dimensions, all of the above are considered as just a yachid and a raisis. The sarabim is a public area which has to be 16 amos wide and be made for the public use. There's a machlokes whether it has to be a place that 600,000 people are using it or not. The Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions about this, and the Atama Achreinim take the more lenient opinions and say that the Ikir Halacha is that you have to have 600,000 as long as you have an area that does not have 600,000 people living there. It does not have a status of Rishus HaRabim. The Mishnah Brura says the Yerushalayim should be Machmeh and treated as Rishus HaRabim. It does not have 600,000 people. We will see in the course of our limud what this is related to, because obviously even if it's also Mishra Bonan, it's also. But in respect to certain halachas, in respect to Erev, there's a difference whether you try to enclose an area as Rishus HaRabim or not and other halachas. Yeah. The act of carrying from this Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim is comprised of three parts. The object is sitting in Rishus HaYochid. You pick it up from the Rishus HaYochid, you transfer it into Rishus HaRabim, you put it down into Rishus HaRabim. You have to have all three components in order to have the Issa Deraisa. The Mishnah now is going to discuss various examples of situations where one will be over the Issa Deraisa of carrying, and sometimes where he's not doing the entire halacha, he'll only be over the Drabbana. Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim. There are two basic examples which split into four examples. The two basic examples that they're describing here is Haitzah and Hachnosa. Haitzah is taking out from the item from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. Hachnosa is taking the item from the Rishus HaRabim and bringing it into the Rishus HaYochid. Yeah. And then there's another two which are also only Midrabanan, because one individual did not do all the components of the Malacha. And Shtayim Shein Arba Bechutz, and also for someone standing outside, he'll also have two examples of being over this Deraisa, two examples of being over this Midrabanan Kesa. And the finish of the mission is, the classic case of carrying is, I'm standing in Rishus HaYochid, I pick something up and I walk out of the Rishus and go into the Rishus HaRabim and put it down. Cases of a Mishnah are not like that. All the cases where nobody's walking, everybody's stable, and he's just with his hand, he's taking something from the Rishus HaYochid, and his body remains in the Rishus HaYochid, and he transfers to the Rishus HaRabim. That also is the right of carrying. The mushul, to make things simpler, we're going to call the one standing in the Rishus HaRabim the Oni, the poor person, and the owner of the house, the one inside. That's a classic situation. Somebody's asking for food, and because he's poor, he stands out there with his baskets, and the Baal Bayis brings him some bread, for example, and the Ani puts in his basket. So it depends how this was done. Poshida Ani is Yodah Lifnim. The Nosan, the Toyach Yodah Shul Baal Bayis, the Ani took his basket, and he put it into the hand of the Baal Bayis. So basically what happened is that the Baal Bayis didn't do anything, he was just passive, and the Ani picked up something, his basket, from the Rishus HaRabim, and he's putting it into the hands of the Baal Bayis and the Rishus HaYochid. Or he took the first example was Hachnosa, bringing it into the hands, the second half of the Haitzah. The Ani took a piece of bread from the hands of the Baal Bayis, and he took it out. In such a case, the Ani is chayav, because the Ani did the entire malacha of either bringing in his basket or taking out basket full of bread. Now there's a certain chiddush over here, because generally in order to be chayav you have to put what you're putting on an eri which is 4x4 tefachim. The hand of the person is less than that. Even so, the Gemara says that the hand of the person has a chashivas equivalent to a 4x4 surface, and therefore one is chayav by putting it to someone's hand. Balabayis is poter. The balas is poter. The balabayis didn't do any yisur. Yeah. Kamovan, Gemara explains also that which the balabayis is doing something legal is by letting this happen, is if the person standing outside is not Jewish. But if the person outside is Jewish and he's facilitating the other person to the malacha, that's also because you're not allowed to help somebody else to an yisur either. Pashat balabayis is yodoy lechutz. The notan the teich yodoy shel ani. Now the opposite case, the balabayis is the one who is active and on his passive. So the balabayis stuck his hand down with the bread in it, and he put the bread into the hands of the ani. Oshen notan b'seifa d'isma. So he took the basket from the ani, and the balabayis is the one who brought it into the house. Balabayis chayv. So here the balabayis did everything. He picked it up from the shutz yochid and put it down in the shutz rabim, or the other way around. The ani potter, once again on his potter, he didn't do this. Poshid on his yodah lichnin. So these are the two cases, the four cases of Issa Daraisa. Either one inside did the hachnasa v'yisah, the one outside did the hachnasa v'yisah. Poshid on his yodah lichnin. Nodal balabayit mitosha. If the oni stretch his hand inside, and by stretching his hand inside, he didn't do anything yet. The balabais did not take out the piece of bread. He put it into the hand that was in his rishus. So the balabais didn't do a full malacha because he did not put it down in the rishus of rabbin. You can ask me, well, this person is standing in the rishus of rabbin and putting in his hand, should be considered like he's putting in the rishus of rabbin? That we don't say, because since the hand is in a different rishus, we don't look at it as this, the hand is in the rishus of rabbin. The hand is in the rishus of yochid. The balabais is putting into a hand which is in the rishus of yochid. So he did only half the malacha. With Oiker, he picked it up from the Shus Yochid. Now, the Oni, who did not pick it up from the Shus Yochid, is just taking it out from the Shus Rabin, so he's putting it down in the Shus Rabin. So each one did only half the Malacha. And Oishin Dothan the Seichel Behoisi, or the Balabayas put something into the outstretched hand, and the Oni took it out, Shneim Turim. They're both potter, because once again, neither of the two did both Akira and the Nacha. Neither of the two picked it up and put it down. One picked it up and one put it down. Plus the Balabai is the other. We have the same example the other way around. Plus the Balabai is the other. Of course, the Balabai took his hand down, but not the Nacha can be taken. And it was, while it was in the hands of the Balabai, which is not equivalent to put in the other Rishus, since he's still holding it in his hand, which is connected to the Rishus of Rabbi. I would be mocking to say that if I put my hand holding something into another Rishus, that in itself is considered like putting the other rishus. No, until you put it down, still considered in your hand and hasn't yet put down. And therefore, if the Oni takes it out and puts it down, or even though the Oni takes it out of his hand, that is enough that it's considered now stable in the other rishus. And each one did half a malacha, they'll both be poter. Or she knows Moseich of the Hizmet, or that the Balabai stuck out his hand, and the Oni put something in the hand of the Balabai. Name the Turim, they both potter once again, because in this situation each one only did half of the malacha. Kamuvan, as we're saying, the potter, but it is the right, it is the rabbonon to have any involvement in the malacha, even if you don't only half of the malacha.